I'm John Gormley. Welcome and thank you for finding us wherever you are today. Before I leave you, tonight on television, and you know, you look at all of the various networks, I mean, reality TV, never more of it. No, we're not talking about the latest Cougar. Okay, I can't remember. We're talking about a show that is particularly well done. There's a British version on the Business Network. I first started watching the American version on CBS, and now there is the Canadian one that airs on W Network. It's called Undercover Boss. And they take the chief executives, sometimes even the owners of companies, large companies, you'll often know the brands, the franchise as well, and the boss goes undercover. And they'll go to different locations, they'll do different kinds of work, and sometimes it's a little cheesy and silly. Other times it's so well produced and edited, it just is really convincing. But usually there's some really interesting takeaway. Because the boss does actually see what it's like. To one of the British ones I watched, he was working in a small hotel. He was doing chamber, you know, housekeeping. He was doing maintenance. He was working in the restaurant. It was hilarious. The guy was a disaster, but he saw what it was like. Other ones that you've seen across Canada have included all sorts of executives. Well, tonight at 8 o'clock on W, Undercover Boss is going to be featuring the CEO of Pride Restaurants. And they're the company that operate Eastside Mario's. And this guy will be in both of the Eastside Mario's in Regina and Saskatoon. His name is John Rothschild. And I haven't had a preview look at this, but among other things, you'll see John working as a server in an Eastside Mario's. He'll be in the, you know, in the back shop. He'll be around the food prep people. He'll be with the dishwashers. And I don't know what the pretense is, but usually it's a guy auditioning for a job. They explain the TV cameras by saying, you know, it's a reality show where someone's trying to get a job and people will vote for him. And the staff are sometimes completely unaware. Other times the staff suspect it. But that's 8 o'clock tonight on W Network. But the reason that I wanted to bring this to your attention is one of the people that John Rothschild encounters in this is a guy named Ryan Real. And the official version is he met a visually impaired employee named Ryan who impressed him both at work and outside of work. When you hear about the life story of Ryan Real, I don't know what Ryan's like at work. He does dishwashing in an Eastside Mario's in Saskatoon, but he is an incredible young man. 9 years old, he started losing his vision as a result of a tumor on his optic nerves. But it hasn't slowed him down much. He skied, he snow skied as a kid, took up water skiing, and he's an amazing guy in the world of what's called adaptive water skiing. We're going to meet Ryan Real today. Now, we're going to start with finding out what went on in the restaurant when John Rothschild showed up. Hey, Ryan, thanks for taking our call.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell me about the whole John Rothschild encounter. How did that go?
Oh, that was an amazing experience. You know, when it all happened, they actually told me that head office wanted to do a documentary of the Eastside Mario's in Canada. And they were going around just trying to figure out, they really wanted to know, the head owner wanted to know the people in his restaurant and just do a little documentary. And so that's kind of what they told me and how it was happening, how it all went on, you know, why the cameras and stuff were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know it was Undercover Boss until, you know, last minute when you walk into the CEO's office and they still tell you, well, we screwed up taping. We need you to come down to Toronto and, you know, just finish up some last-minute taping stuff. It's cheaper for us to bring you down here than bringing a whole camera. And I'm sitting there kind of, you know, that's kind of weird. Okay, well, whatever. You know, let's do it. But it's, and then I find out it's, you know, John Rothschild and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, it's, it was an amazing experience.
Now, your vision, do you have any vision, light or dark, or are you able to?
I see shapes and shadows.
Okay. So when
moves in front of my face, I can tell something moved in front of my face.
So when John was in the restaurant, you didn't sort of have a visual idea of him, then you couldn't really, like you recognized what the role he was playing was.
Yeah, well, they told me, like, they actually told me they got this guy and they brought him off. They were looking for somebody to come and just interview us. Like, he knew the what to say and to ask us and stuff, and it was my job to teach him as if I was teaching a new person that's coming into the restaurant. And they told me that they just got this Joe Schmo guy off Craigslist. And that was the story that they kept telling me whenever I had questions. So it's a real show. It's not staged at all, which, you know, you watch some of those shows and you go, oh, that's fake. Yeah. This is the real thing. They made up stories, and I believed it. The stories were true, as far as I knew, until the last minute. But
so what was it like sitting in his office as the CEO? And so you obviously recognize his voice. So he comes in. And
yeah, no, I was shaking. You know, if you watch the show, when I say thank you and, you know, this is an amazing experience, my voice is trembling. I just can't believe this is happening to me.
Well, I'm going to watch at 8 o'clock tonight. Ryan, what is adaptive water skiing?
Water skiing, adaptive could be many things. Like, for instance, I'm legally blind. There's also people that are in sit skiing, meaning they can't walk, they're in wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so they ski, you know, they get them on a big wakeboard, and it's like they're sit skiing, hanging onto the rope, just like everybody else. You know, with me, water skiing, I'm the only blind competitive water skier in all of Canada. You know, in 2013, I'm actually going to Milan, Italy, to compete for Canada. I just got back from a training camp from Florida here a few weeks ago. And, you know, I'm just going hard trying to get a gold medal for Canada.
That's awesome. So when you started, now you started with the Saskatoon Water Ski Club.
I did, yes.
So running slalom, that kind of thing, like, how do you know when to turn to get around the buoys?
There's a computerized thing that gets put on the pylon of the boat, and it's actually called a bat blaster, and it actually measures the angle of the rope to signify where the buoy is, and then a horn blast goes off, and that signifies that I got that point. I got to start edging, cutting the other way to get the next buoy.
So you make the cut, you get the horn, then you're going to cut all the way across the wake, of course, and then cut back, and it's all based on just the horn signals.
Yes.
That's incredible.
And then for trick, I'm just go by a horn blast, you know, where my coach is in the boat, and just blows the whistle at the buoy. And that I can start doing my turns and my turning backwards and my 360s and 720s and stuff like that. And then the jump, I actually go off a 4.5-5 foot jump. And for that, I actually ski with a guide. My coach skis beside me.
Okay.
And they line me up to the jump, you know, and they count down from 600 to 100 to ready, set, jump, and I go flying in the air and hopefully land it. When I go off the jump, my coach skis beside. He veers off and skis beside. You know, I've got a website on the internet. It's just ryanreal.com, and there's a whole bunch of YouTube videos and things like that if people want to get a better picture of how I go off the jump.
And real is R-I-E-H-L.
That's it, yeah.
Holy cow, ryanreal.com. I'm going over there right now. That's amazing. Ryan, you are an inspiration, I'm thinking, to an awful lot of athletes and an awful lot of people with the visual impaired battle. What do you want our listeners to know about how life's been so far?
You know, I want listeners to know that it is a struggle. You know, for me, it's a struggle just, you know, paying bills. And being able to become an athlete and become world champion, you know, it's difficult for me to be able to be an athlete. You know, I'm washing dishes. It's not like I'm a lawyer kind of thing. You know, it's things cost money. It's you know, and that's not just for me. That's for any athlete or person with a disability. You know, everybody has their struggles, and you know, you wake up in the morning, you just gotta keep fighting, and you know, fight towards what you want, and don't sit down and let people do things for you. It's if you want to make things happen, you gotta do it yourself.
Good stuff. So if we go to RyanReal.com, that's Ryan, RyanReihl. Do you do fundraising for your water skiing, anything like that?
Yeah, I try and do steak nights and things like that. But it's hard with a visual impairment. It's hard for me to get out in the community. I don't have a car, so it's trying to think of ideas and getting around the city to try and get my name out there. It's difficult.
Well, I hope we've helped you do that a bit today. And our gang tends to be a pretty active group. So I want people to check out RyanReal.com. And now, is there a link there people can email you?
Yes, I believe there's my email address is in there. Oh, my phone number and all that stuff is all, it's all in the website somewhere.
Excellent. Well, you are a remarkable young man. And boy, we're going to be pulling for you in Milan next summer.
That's great. Thank you.
You too. Take care, Ryan.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
Ryan Real. Amazing guy, does internationally competitive water skiing, and he's blind, he's visually impaired. He says he can see shapes, and that's all. So he washes dishes at this Eastside Mario's restaurant in Saskatoon, and when the filming crew came through and John Rothschild was sprung on all of them as a guy who was supposed to be part of a documentary, John Rothschild is the CEO of the company that operates the Eastside Mario's franchises. 8 o'clock tonight, W Network. I'm John Gormley. This is News Talk Radio.